Shalom to all. Today's episode is Yerushalmi Chagigah Chav Daled. We are starting Chav Gimel on the base, a little past the halfway mark with Halacha Gimel. And today's episode is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So here we have one more Chumra that we find by Kodesh over Truma. Eichlon Echalim Neguvim Biyadayim Misayavais, but Truma Avaloi by Kodesh. When a person has Yadayim Misayavais, which are Stam Yadayim, Dorshein Lotoma, he could eat dry food if it's Truma, but he's not allowed to eat if it's Kachem. And another one, Ha'ain Ramachosa Kippurim, a person who's an Ainain, which means one of their immediate relatives died that day and they haven't yet been buried in Machosa Kippurim. That means they have to bring carbonus of sorts, for example, a woman who gave birth, or Zavar Zava. So these people, Tzrichin Tvila L'Kodesh, Avolo L'Truma, they have to go to the mikvah in order to be able to eat Kodesh, but not Truma. So Gemara asks a question on the first part of the Mishnah. Amar Chanai ben Tignoi, so Chi Yesh Oichlon Neguvim Eitzol HaKodesh, is there such a thing as dry food in regards to Kachem? The Mishnah said, Oichlon Echalim Neguvim, one could eat dry food, and the Havamino are understanding, since the food is dry, it's not able to be Mekabel Toma, only if it's wet, it could be Mekabel Toma. So Chanai ben Tignoi is asking, there's no such a thing as dry food by Kodesh. Namely, even if Kodesh is dry, it's still able to be Mekabel Toma. That's because of the concept that we had previously that's called Chibas HaKodesh. Since Kodesh is on such a high level, the Chiba, the love that we have for it, enables it to become Tomei, even if it never was Moshe L'Kabel Toma by becoming wet. So what's the Mishnah even telling us about dry Kodesh? This din doesn't apply to Kachim. And the answer is that we're referring to something different in the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah saying? That Toichav is a Charara B'Shpod V'Oichol Ima Kezayis Basar B'Truma V'Loi B'Kodesh. A person with Tomei hands could take a piece of food, put it on a spit, and then hold that spit. So he's not touching the food, he's not going to Tomei it, and he could eat that if it's Truma and not Kodesh. In other words, he picks up the piece of Truma with a spit, so it's not Mekabel Toma. He puts it in his mouth, he hasn't touched it, and now he's allowed to take chulin with his tamei hands and put that chulin directly in his mouth, and we're not afraid he's going to touch the truma, but we are afraid that if he has kodesh in his mouth, that he's going to touch the kodesh. So only doing this is truma, not kodesh, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Now the Gemara is going to bring up another discussion, which will eventually be relevant to our Mishnah. Taman Tanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah that Maseches Kelim, if a person is eating a dvela, which is a fig cake, has basically a whole bunch of sticky figs pressed together, and he's eating them with tamei hands, so currently the figs have not yet been Mekabel Toma because they're dry. However, if he puts his hand inside his mouth to take out a little pebble that happens to be there, now the figs become Tomei according to Rav Meir, and that's because the saliva in his mouth is considered a mashkin, it's considered a liquid, and when his Tomei hands touch the liquid, as we already know from many times before, that liquid now becomes a reshine and touches the figs, making them a sheni. Now, Chizkia clarifies, Loishan, this is only taught El Dvela, only specifically regarding a fig cake, who writes a mashkin shalitz bai. That's because he wants the mashkin, he wants the saliva on his finger. This fig cake is sticky, and it's actually easier to eat it when there's a little bit of saliva on it, so he wants this mashke, he wants this saliva, so in Mela, it's Matami the fig cake, and this is a very important din regarding Hechsher Eichlin, that even if liquid goes on food, it's not Machsher L'Kabel Toma unless the person wanted that liquid. So that's what Chizkia is saying. There of Meir in this Mishnah holds that the figs in his mouth become Tame only because he wants that saliva. Ha, Shar Kol Dvarim, Loi. But if we're talking about other foods in his mouth, even if he puts his Tame hands in and touches his saliva, that's not going to be Matami the food in his mouth because it's Shaloi L'Ratzayin, he doesn't want that saliva. But Rabbi Yechon argues and says that no, Loi Shanya, he Devela, he Shar Kol Dvarim, there's no difference, it doesn't make a difference if he's eating fig cake or he's eating other things. The moment his hands go into his mouth, touching his saliva, that's Matame, which Mela is Matame, the food that's in his mouth. It says the Gemara, Masnisa Pligal Cheskia. The following Mishnah in Kalim seems to be clearly not like Cheskia. What does it tell us? Maga Tame Mace, let's say a person touched somebody who's Tame Mace, so this fellow himself is a Rishon, Shahoykun Mashkan Sech Pev, he has food and liquid inside his mouth, and then Heches Rashila Avra Tanu Tahar, if he now put his head into the airspace of a Tahar oven, Tim Uhu, he was Matame it. That was a very unique din. We know that an oven, which is usually made of Cheres earthenware, becomes Tame when Toma just simply goes into its airspace. And even though we know that food is not able to make something Tame, specifically when we're talking about saliva, which he has saliva in his mouth, that's Tame, because since he's Tame, the saliva in his mouth is Tame, there's a special Xer Drabanon that the oven's going to become Tame because of the saliva that's in this fellow's mouth. Now, the main Akudah that's going to be a question of Chizkia is the next part of the Mishnah. Vit Tahar, we have a person who's Tahar. He has food and drink inside his mouth. If he put his head into the airspace of a tame oven, nitmo, so then the food and drink inside his mouth becomes tame. Here's a question. Nicha mashkin tamein. This second didn't make sense regarding the mashkin that they can become tame from the oven. But eichlin meichan hochshru, the food that's in his mouth, how is it mochshru l'kabel toma in order to become tame? Loy mashke piv isn't because the liquid of his mouth, meaning the saliva in his mouth, was machshru the food to be mekabel toma. Now the food's able to be mekabel toma from the oven. It clearly shows us not like cheskia because we see this din that saliva is machshru food l'kabel toma applies to all foods, not just fig cakes. So more answer is not necessarily a question. Tifter, we could explain. Either we're talking about a fig cake specifically, or it could be talking about food that was in his mouth that was already Moshe L'Kabel Toma before he put his hand into the oven, and that's why it's Mekabel Toma, so it doesn't have to be referring to the saliva. Now we continue asking on another opinion. Our Mishnah is a question of Rabbi Yechanan. What does our Mishnah say? The person could eat dry food with Tamei hands, but Truma, that's only if it's Truma, not with Kachem. Now it's slightly different understanding that we explained in the beginning. beginning of the Gemara, that the issue potentially would be that when the person puts his tummy hands into his mouth, he touches his saliva, and that's going to in turn be metame the food in his mouth. And so our Mishnah clearly is not like Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that saliva is going to metame everything. Rabbi Mishnah says that he's allowed to eat truman, that it's not a problem. So it must be that there is a difference, and that saliva is not always metame. Says the Gemara, no, possible of a Zyrek. We can explain that he's talking about that he's throwing it into his mouth, so his hand never goes into his mouth, so he's not going to be touching his saliva. Ask the Gemara, Iba Zyrek, I feel the Kodesh. And we're talking about that he's throwing the food into his mouth, so he should even be allowed to eat Kodesh in this situation. Says the Gemara, no, Shami Yishkach Viga. Maybe he's going to forget, and he's going to end up touching. Ask the Gemara, the Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, Im Shami Yishkach Viga, if we're afraid that he's going to forget and touch, I feel Betrumiye Yasser. So should we also even to eat Truma? Good question. My Kedoin, what do we say now? Answer is, Eichle Truma's reason, Hain, Vaini Shecheach. Eichle Kodesh, Ainin's reason, Hu Shecheach. People eat Truma are Zariz, they're conscientious. Kohanim are always eating Truma, so they're always very careful, and therefore they're not going to forget. But people who eat Kodesh are not Zariz. All Yidden at some point in time when they bring Karbanos are able to eat Kodesh, but since they don't do this all the time, they're not going to be extra Zariz, and therefore they might forget. That's where we're Machmer Kodesh. We're going to ask another question in the Mishnah. Tamantani, Novir Mesach Zvachim, we learn Mishnah. Oinein Negea, a person who's an Oinein, he's allowed to touch Kodesh. Ve'einu Makriv, but if he's a Kayin, he's not a Makriv Karbanos. And also, Ve'einu Chaylik Leichel Be'erev, he doesn't get a portion of the Karbanos to be able to eat from them, even though it's ready in the evening. He's allowed to eat Kodeshim, he's not allowed to eat the Karbanos, because since he wasn't part of the Avodah, he can't eat from those Karbanos. Now here's the question, Tamanat Amar Mutar Liga, over there, this Mishnah from Zvachim we just quoted, it's clear that an Oinein is allowed to touch Kodeshim, as it says, Oinein Negea. But Ve'kayat Amar Asar Liga, over here in our Mishnah, we're saying that he's not allowed to touch. And we're understanding that because since the Mishnah tells us that Oinein needs tevila for Kodesh, that seems to be that he's not allowed to touch Kodesh until he's toivel. So it's a stira. Is an Oinein allowed to or not allowed to touch Kodesh? So Amar Yani explains, Amrish is talking about where the Oinein was Messiah Das. He took his mind off of his level of Tahara, and therefore he's not allowed to even touch Kodesh. Whereas over there, in that Mishnah in Zvachim, we're talking about an Oinein who wasn't Messiah Das, and he knows that he didn't become Tamei. So even though he's not allowed to eat Kodesh, he has learned from a Pasuk that Oinein is not allowed to touch him. Nonetheless, since he knows that he didn't become Tamei, he's still allowed to touch it. So Rabbi Yasi asks on this, if Amrish is talking about where he was Messiah Das, Afil Betrumiye Asr. Even by Truma, he should be Asr to eat it. If we're saying that he was Messiah Das from his level of Tahara, so an Oinein shouldn't require Tevila for Truma. Gemara says, you're right, Mike and Dine, so what do we say now? The answer is, it's like what he had said, that we treat an Oinein as if he had eaten a Revi Kodesh, and therefore he's allowed to touch Kodesh, because since he was Revi, if he touches Kodesh, he's not going to metame it, but he's not allowed to eat Kodesh, as we had learned a number of daf ago. On top, the Gemara is saying, what does this clearly tell us? That a person who eats Revi Kodesh, he's not allowed to eat Kodesh, but he's allowed to touch Kodesh, as we say over here in our Mishnah, here he's not allowed to eat Kodesh, but he's allowed to touch it, and that answers our question that we had from two daf ago. What about if a person eats Revi Kodesh? Is he not allowed to eat Kodesh? And over there we had said yes, and here we see a source for that in our Mishnah. Now another discussion relevant to our Mishnah. Taman Tanin over there we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Nida. Bishama says Tzricha Tevila B'Achrona. She requires Tevila at the end, whereas Basila says Ein Tzricha Tevila B'Achrona. She does not require Tevila at the end. Now what's this referring to? So this is talking about a woman who had given birth, and we know that for the first week or 2 weeks after she gave birth, she's considered Tamei, week for a male, 2 weeks for a female. Afterwards, she goes to the mikvah. That's an important point. And then she enters a state which is called Yimei Toihar. She gave birth to a boy up until day 40 and a girl up until day 80. She's 100% Tahar, even if she has Dam coming from her. And the Machlokes B'Shem Basil is at the end of this period, either day 40 or 80. That's when she's going to bring her Karbonos of Yeledes for giving birth. And then she's allowed to eat sanctified foods. The question is, does she have to go to the mikvah beforehand? B'Shem says yes, Basil says no. So the question is, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to over here? What's the Machlokes? Achilas Truma, if we're saying it's Machlekes in regards to her eating Truma, so Kashal de Beishamai. We have a question on Beishamai. Why would he say that she has to go to the mikvah before she eats Truma? V'loy Tevulas Yoyim hi? Isn't she considered a Tevulas Yoyim that she went to the mikvah that day? Vein Tevul Yoyim Harif Shemeshoy V'Eichel? Don't we know that a Tevul Yoyim, once they go to the mikvah that day, all they have to do is wait for Harif Shemesh for the sun to set and then they can eat? And what does this mean that she went to the mikvah that day? Also, we had said that after that first week or two after she had given birth, she goes to the mikvah. In the next period of either 33 or 66 days of her Yimei Toihar, that's considered like one long day where she went to the mikvah, and the moment that either day 40 or day 80 finishes and the sun sets, so that's considered like Harev Shemesh of her day of Tevilah. And so automatically she should be allowed to eat Truma without having to go to the mikvah. Why would Rameir say that she has to go to the mikvah to eat Truma? And Im L'Achilas Kodshim, if you want to say that we're talking about going to the mikvah before eating Kodshim, Kashin Beis Hillel, this is a question of Beis Hillel who says that she does not have to go to the mikvah. V'lo M'chusar Kaparah, isn't she considered M'chusar Kaparah? Remember we had said that after day 40 or 80, she has to bring Karbanos, and that makes her M'chusar Kaparah. And in Mechusar Kaparaton Tevila Itzal Kodesh, didn't we say in our Mishnah that a person who's Mechusar Kippurim, somebody has to bring Karbanos, even after they brought the Karbanos, they have to go to the mikvah in order to be able to kodesh him? So why do we still say that she doesn't have to go to the mikvah? That's clearly not not like our Mishnah. The Gemara says you're right. So now we're going to have two different options of how to understand this Mishnah that we just quoted and our Mishnah. In Tamar Truman and Kaim Taman, if you want to say that Mishnah with Machlex Beisham Beis Hill is talking about going to the mikveh before eating Truma, so then we would say the Vadat Dinin Hacha, our Mishnah must be understood as follows: Resha Devra Kol, Vesefa Bemachlekes. The Resha of our Mishnah is according to everybody, whereas the Seifa is Machlekes. Namely, when our Mishnah says that a person requires Tevilu Lakaidash, that's according to everybody, whereas when the Seifa says that the person does not require Tevilu for Truma, that's according to Beis Hill and not Beis Shammai, because again, he holds in that other Mishnah that he does require Tevilu for Truma. Whereas the other option of understanding would be as follows, and pay attention to the number of gears of changes we're going to have here. In Tamar, Bekaidash and Ankaim in Taman, if you want to say that Mishnah is referring to Kadshim, then we would say, our Mishnah over here would be understood as follows, that Resha Devrakal, the Resha is according to everybody, the Seifa Machlaikas, it's the Seifa that's Machlaikas. However, our Mishnah Ravodmi, Kumi Ramana, Mishnah Ravodmi said in front of Ramana, we have a different answer, that really Betruma Nankaim and Taman, we could say over there, the Machlaikas Beisham Beis Hill is regarding going to the mikveh before Truma, and Taman Beishamah, Beishamah has a totally different reason why she would have to go to the mikveh before eating Truma, even though she's really considered a Tevul Yaim who had Harif Shemesh. That's because of Bnei Yaitai, due to simple people, Amaratzim, Shlo Yuim, so they don't say, Ro'inu Isha Shefaz Dam, Echaz Betruma, that we saw a woman who had blood coming from her and she's eating Truma. Remember, we had said that after the first week or two after childbirth, she enters a state called Yimei Tayar, and any blood that she sees is considered Tahar. But Beishamah is worried that people are going to see that she had Dam come from her, and they're not going to know the din of Yimei Tayar, that really it's considered Tahar, and then they're going to see her eating Truma without having gone to the mikvah, and they're going to say, hey, a woman who had Dam come from her ate Truma without going to the mikvah, and therefore, in order to prevent people from making that mistake, that's why Beishamah is machmer over there, that she would have to go to the mikvah before eating Truma. But that has nothing to do with our Mishnah over here. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid, moving on to the reverse discussion, namely talking about chumras that we find by Truma over Kodesh. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.